I want you to consider the evidence that we have that Jesus truly did exist as a man, and not just as a man, but as God. We know in history, like that really happened. There was really Mary and Joseph and Jesus. This is not a myth. So many other religions start, they're based on myths and they're beautiful and they capture lots of truths. But there's no one who's saying like in history that, I don't know, one of the Hindu gods came down and actually existed with us. No, that's not how that works. It's a myth. It's a religion, and it does capture some truth. And there's good in it that we should recognize, but there's no historical facts that confirm it. Christianity, on the other hand, like we have outside the Bible evidence that there was this man, Jesus, and Joseph and Mary, and then if like those other sources, like the Roman and the Jewish historians, aren't convincing, you might just think of what happened at that time in history, the explosion of people who professed like faith in Christ, were willing to die for it. That doesn't happen if you believe a myth. Myths develop slowly over time. Those religions develop very slowly. Christianity exploded all at one time when there was this man, Jesus. You know, he's not a myth. He was real. Real man. And far more than a man. Both God and man. Think of that. You know, the Christian religion is not just something made up. You know, we don't just have all this fancy stuff around here because telling stories. This really happened. And we have very good, reasonable evidence to believe that the desire that we all have in our hearts is all pointing us towards the man Jesus, who shows us the fullness of God's love for us. So beautiful, so important for us to know. And definitely invite anyone maybe who's here, hasn't been for a long time, to come and talk about it. Maybe you haven't heard, but everyone else here knows, Father Szabo will buy you a beer if you're over 21. And talk about this stuff. If you're not 21 yet, we'll get coffee. If you don't like coffee, we'll find something else. And this is why I'm a priest, why so many people are here, because we found that it is true, not just a myth, but true that there was a man, Jesus, and that he was not just a mere man, he was God. He came to this earth, became man to answer that need our hearts have, for someone who can walk with us, who can carry our struggles, who understands us perfectly. And while we rely on family, friends, our priests for a lot of support, we don't seek ultimately satisfaction for our desires in them. They help bring us to Christ. And that's truly good news. Good news that's so good that it was worth, and maybe still is, hearing that every time we go to Mass. And it wouldn't be a bad devotion to read John 1, verses 1 through 14 at the end of every Mass. We used to hear it. But at least always keep that in mind. Why am I here? Not just to believing in some myth, but because God truly became man, and he is the one my heart yearns for, who will carry me through whatever struggles I'm having and help me find the meaning of life, one day even bring us to heaven.